USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Ukrainian people and culture continues to get destroyed by Russian invaders, President Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week in Europe for more talks with NATO and European allies. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet President Duda next weekend. Russia has intensified its attempts to bombard Mariupol into surrender, but Ukrainian officials defiantly rejected a Russian demand that their forces in Mariupol lay down their arms and raise white flags Monday in exchange for safe passage out of the besieged port city. As President Biden's Supreme Court justice pick will start confirmation hearings this morning, Justice Thomas is spending a few days in a D.C. hospital for flu-like symptoms not related to COVID-19. China's Civil Aviation Administration is reporting a Chinese-owned Boeing 737 jetliner carrying roughly 130 people crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Gas prices dropped slightly in America.
Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Authorities are investigating a Los Angeles County Sheriff's helicopter crash in the Angeles National Forest north of Azusa on Saturday. Officers and ride-along passengers were on board. All six survived.
The aircraft landed just a few feet from a 200-foot drop down to Morris Dam below. So the fact that it did not roll over, go all the way down, or that there was no fire is nothing short of a miracle.
L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
President Zelensky of Ukraine is a hero to his people, resisting Russian aggression, destruction, and killing. The president was on CNN last night explaining how he tells his kids about the war.
My children know for sure what is happening, and I don't know whether it's good or bad. I have not explained anything to my children. First 2 days, we did not talk about it at all. And my family, and they did not ask questions. They were thinking about it themselves, of what is happening. They simply believe that the good shall prevail. It may seem banal, but this is it. And in order to prevail, the good people have to sacrifice themselves.
Do you feel out of touch when your internet connection goes down? You're not alone. So when leaving Earth to go to the, let's say, moon or to Mars, soon the internet will be available to you when you head out. Startup company Aquarian Space has a goal to deliver high-speed internet at the moon and perhaps even Mars. The organization says it has raised $650,000 in startup money and plans to launch a lunar satellite by 2024. Aquarian says it plans to include space data for looking at space debris, tracking space weather, and providing scientific information from the moon and from Mars. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.